Welcome to ClickFunnels Radio, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here's your host, Dave Woodward.
All right, everybody. This is going to be a part of a series of podcasts that you're going to see and hear coming over the next couple of weeks. What's happening here is I want to introduce you to some of the roundtable hosts who are going to actually be speaking at Funnel Hacking Live. So for those of you guys who aren't familiar with Funnel Hacking Live, it's our annual event where we'll have over 5,000 people join us. It's January 29th through February 1st in Nashville, where you have the opportunity of really diving deep into how to make your business work using funnels and business strategy, hearing from some of the best marketers out there, all choreographed in a way that makes sense so you can actually take massive action and implement things. On the second night, what we end up doing is having what we refer to as our roundtable. And our roundtable is where there will be 30 guest speakers who will be around, literally around 30 different roundtables. You'll have the opportunity of sitting down belly to belly, asking them any question in the world about your business, things that you can do, how it works, all that kind of stuff. So Marley Baird is one you're going to hear from just in a second here as soon as we jump over to that audio. But Marley Baird has been just a dear friend. She's a member of our inner circle. She's a woman who is started off as a dental hygienist and went from being a dental hygienist to creating a massive social media agency empire. And what we're going to be talking about here is one of the things she does as far as how she actually is able to help her clients create 60 days of social media and video content in 8 hours. So I want to make sure you guys dive right into this. Please, if you haven't got your tickets already, go to funnelhackinglive.com. Get your tickets. Again, it's funnelhackinglive.com. I'm hoping as you're hearing this that you'll understand the importance of being there. Take a look at the videos, and most importantly, listen to Marley. The value bomb she's going to be dropping here is just a sample of what you're going to get when you meet her live at Funnel Hacking Live, sitting across from the table, asking her any questions that you want. All right, Marley, take it away. Marley, welcome to the show.
I'm so excited, finally, to be on the show.
Finally, I am so excited. Funnel Hacking Live is going to be so much fun. So realize that for those of you guys who are watching this, she's one of our roundtable hosts. We only have 30 of them. And you only have very few minutes to actually spend time with her at Funnel Hacking Live. And there's nothing better than spending time with her at a roundtable. So for those of you guys who aren't familiar with how our roundtables work, you literally have the evening, it's typically the second night, where you literally can sit down at her table and ask her any question in the world about anything. Everything from life as far as literally the queen of creating social media content out there, anything video, virtual, anything else. Aside from all of her fun personal life stories, which I'll let her go into all that kind of fun stuff. But she's also had the opportunity as being an entrepreneur of having the ups and the downs. And I think that's one of the things I love about you, Marley, is how real you are. So with that, tell people a little bit about what it is actually that you do and how the whole Marley Baird media channel and everything works.
Well, I, 3 years ago, was a dental hygienist and was bored of cleaning teeth all day. People don't like going to the dentist, so working for one isn't that much more entertaining either. And I knew that I wanted to do something else, but I didn't know what it was going to be. So I was a dental hygienist, and between patients, I was doing the social media for that dental office just because I knew how, just because I was good at doing it. And then their IT guy was like, hey, can I refer you to one of my other clients? And I was like, sure, what the heck. He referred me to all of his clients. And then all of a sudden I had this business and I was like, hey, this is my ticket out of leaving dental and the 9-to-5. And then, so I started learning about social media and then I wanted to get more social media clients. So I started making my own videos and I did this just like I bootstrapped. I had a stack of books. I propped up my iPhone. My husband stood behind with a lamp with no lampshade and I started making videos and I started putting them on YouTube. And then some of these videos started to really take off. Like even these videos that I made back in 2016, some of them are still getting thousands of organic views per week and generating leads for me on autopilot. So then I was like, how can I do that to get more clients for me and then to get more clients for my clients? And so then we shifted the business. So now we do specifically YouTube and video marketing and lead generation through video that we do this for our clients where we travel all over the world and batch film 6 months of content in 3 days and create all their content for them. We also teach people how to do it or teach agencies how to include this as an offering to their clients.
I think the part that's so cool, so marleybairdmedia.com is our site. So that's where I'm actually taking a look at this. Only because I'm looking at, as far as, you know, we're proud of our work. And so basically have a whole bunch of testimonials there. And almost every one of these people I know.
Right.
Christy Code Red spoke at Funnel Hacking Live. Yeah. Steve Larson spoke at Funnel Hacking Live. Carson Tate. Alex Sharford spoke at Funnel Hacking Live. Rachel Peterson spoke at Funnel Hacking Live. James P. Friel spoke at Funnel Hacking Live.
Yeah. And we just worked with Damon John from Shark Tank too.
Ah, the part I just love about your story is you were in a situation, and it's really what, 3.5 years ago? I mean, it's been so recent. And a lot of people think, oh man, I missed the whole social media bug thing. I'm way late to the game. I can never catch up. So address that with people as far as, for those people who feel like they're too late, what would you tell them?
Social media isn't going anywhere. It's only evolving. Video is the best way to reach your clients. It's the next best thing to meeting someone in person and shaking their hand and being able to share your story and your personality. Like, I mean, if you haven't heard it enough, there's this thing called Hook Story Offer that's delivered very well through video content. And with these video platforms just evolving more and more, especially YouTube, it's a search engine. People use Google and YouTube every single day. That's how my videos and all my clients' videos are being seen organically even years later. Unlike, I mean, Facebook and Instagram are great platforms. I use them every single day. I love them. But that content, how long does it last? It disappears after a day or two. But YouTube gives you longevity so that you can own that attention instead of renting attention on other platforms.
Marla, I want you to kind of dive deeper into that because I think that's the part that a lot of people forget is the whole idea that YouTube truly is much more of a search engine than most people realize. And we're in the same situation where, yes, Russell does a ton of content on Instagram and Facebook. But when we look at long-time value and like lifetime value of video content, nothing's better than YouTube. So can you kind of expand a little more on why that was such a powerful place and why you, again, for you, you're spending a ton of time there.
Mm-hmm. And I there's this quote, I'm not sure where it came from, but like attention is your greatest asset. And if I'm going to be putting time and effort and energy, investing that time into real estate, which is like my content online, I want to do that in a place where it's going to bring me longevity, that I can spend the little amount of effort in this space that's going to give me returns, compounding returns over time. So I can put that time into a Facebook Live, or I can put that time into a YouTube video, which then I can still repurpose into other social media content. And because YouTube is a search engine and people are looking for content all day, every day, and when you can use very simple YouTube SEO, which doesn't have to be complicated or tech, like it's not that techie, it's just how are people searching for this? And there's tons of tools that will show you exactly how to title your videos, that then these people can find your content all day, every day. And then there's some things that we talk about in how you deliver your content to be entertaining and fun and engaging and to always have that call to action in the end. Like we just said, hook, story, offer. What's the call to action that people can sign up for your lead magnet or go to your webinar or visit your storefront? Like these videos are taking up real estate where people are visiting all day, every day.
I love the idea as far as virtual real estate. Prior to my time with ClickFunnels, I did a ton of real estate, and it was always about, you know, flipping properties or investing in properties and letting cash flow. For us though, the virtual real estate, and it's really one of the things I take a look at with YouTube, is the longevity of that. It's more like a rental property where you have the opportunity, it just keeps cranking out cash. I look at Facebook and Instagram, it's more of the fix and flip and boom, you're done in 24 hours. It's super, super fast. But from a real estate standpoint, and really from an investment as a person who's out there trying to really grow a brand and a business long-term, YouTube for me is like one of the holy grails. And I know that it's still, people are, you know, let me grab my phone real quick and I'll just do a quick Instagram story or Facebook Live, which I've done a lot of those. And I'm always kind of, I feel like since YouTube is going to be so permanent, I feel like I need to spend more time really preparing for it. And can you give me some tips?
It has a higher barrier to entry.
It does. So one of the things I know a lot of people talk about is, well, I'll create one video and then I'll just repurpose it everywhere. Does that really work?
It does. But at the same time, you still have to have that behind the scenes, authentic day-to-day content. So the way that Russell and Expert Secrets and all the content talks about your value ladder and the axis of the value ladder is like price and value. So you're giving content to your audience and you're ascending them up the value ladder to be able to work with you at higher levels. We've also created a concept called the visibility ladder, where the access is temperature. So your audience, cold, warm, hot, and the level of intimacy that they feel with you. And so the difference,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah, the different steps of the value ladder are like the organic content or the referred content, the discoverable content, how they're finding you. But then shortly after that, you need to ascend them into a way where you're giving them immediate value and you're indoctrinating them into your movement, your cause, and even giving them that identity shift of knowing, hey, if I jump on this movement, this is the place that I get to go because of this leader that I'm now going to follow. And they need to be still like indoctrinated through your repetition content, your virtue signaling content, your callback content that keeps bringing them back to, here's the cause that you're going to join by following my content, maybe purchasing my products and services. And that's all done through this cycle of your organic content that people are discovering you through, your value providing content, and then that like behind the scenes, the Instagram lives, the Instagram stories, Facebook lives, that they get to see you day to day.
That is super, super cool. So I know that like right now you're sitting in Orlando, about ready to do your first live event. I'm so excited for you.
Thank you.
And so you've got people, which is just overwhelming to me. Literally, I believe your offer was in 3 days to create 365 days worth of content. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. We have people coming from Australia and Spain. I was like, what? So cool.
So cool. So tell me, for a person who's not quite there, because that seems a little overwhelming, I feel like I'd have to have some preparation. I know one of the things you talked about is this whole idea as far as 60 days of content. What exactly is that principle and how does that work?
So 60 days of content, and like the way that we create all our content is we start with YouTube as the foundation from that and repurpose from there. And so 60 days of content, I mean, that's a video a week on YouTube. Like that's the basis. Just start with one video a week on YouTube. So one video that's like 8 to 15 minutes, that's kind of the sweet spot we like to go for. That video can be repurposed into so many pieces of content. Like in an 8-minute video, how many 30 to 60 second little standalone pieces can you pull out from that? And then you can take the transcription and turn that into tweets, into quote-based posts. You can turn into quote pictures. Like there's tons of content, blogs, articles, like emails. There's tons of stuff you can create from just one video. And so if you start with this goal of, I'm going to put out one video a week on YouTube, but then you can batch film it. Like for me to film 8 videos takes me 2 to 3 hours. So I'd rather spend that 2 to 3 hours once every other month instead of every day being like, oh, I got to put out a video. What am I going to, like, I don't want to be reactive to my content. I want to have a strategy and a plan and know exactly how things are going to be distributed and what that's also leading to in my value ladder and my visibility ladder.
Super, super cool. I love this whole concept of visibility ladder. So for those of you guys, go to Funnel Hacking Live, get your tickets right now at funnelhackinglive.com. Make sure you're there. Talk to Marley about this whole idea as far as a visibility ladder and how it ties into your value ladder. More importantly, I want to make sure, so for those of you guys, if they want to find out more about the 60 days of content, it's the number 60. So
yep.
60. So 60 as in 60daysofcontent.com. You can go in and she's got a whole masterclass there on that piece. Dive into that so that when you're at Funnel Hacking Live, you've got context of what you're actually, you literally gonna be sitting down like I am right now, face to face with Marley, having the opportunity of asking her any question in the world. So I wanna make sure you guys have some context of exactly what she's doing, how it's working. Start publishing on a regular basis. I know you're doing a lot of the behind the scenes work for a lot of our inner circle members. You're obviously already a member of our inner circle. And even though we got a pause button push right now, but I'm super, super excited to have people there at Funnel Hacking Live talking to you about it. I know you were at 2018 and 19. Were you there at 17 or was 18 first?
No, my first one was the Orlando one.
So what was your experience?
Oh man, I was sitting in the front row with my best friend, Rachel Peterson. And when she crossed the stage getting her two comic award, I was sitting there just bawling, so proud and excited for her. And I love just that vision that it gives everyone in the audience of like, I can do this. When I was a dental hygienist, I thought it was a dream to make $100,000 in a year. And then now we see the opportunity that I can make $1 million. I can make $10 million. I can, like Russell Brunson, have 9 in-ground trampolines if I want.
So, I love it. And I love his trampolines.
Yeah. So it raises the bar and shows us what's possible. So sitting at FHL was such a game changer for me and for my husband to be like, hey, we can do this. We can have an impact-driven, profit-focused business that changes people's lives and gives us the flexibility and the freedom and the lifestyle we want.
That is so cool. So how was it for your husband when all of a sudden you're going from this dental hygienist saying, you know what, Wayne, I got an idea. I'm going to stop doing what I'm doing. And I'm going to go all in on social media.
So funny story. It didn't happen exactly like that. Because, I was so on the fence, you know, the like security, I say that in quotations, of a 9-to-5 was like, I have this paycheck that just keeps coming to me every other week. And do I go all in on this? There's this like, you know, stepping out of your comfort zone. It's kind of scary. And I always believe that like, if you don't make the decision you're meant to make, something will happen that forces you to. So 2 months before our wedding, my husband, fiance at the time, got in a terrible dirt biking accident and he had both arms in casts. He fractured his tailbone, had the worst road rash. And obviously like having both arms in casts, he can't do anything. So he couldn't go to work. He loses his income. And then I stayed home from work to also take care of him. So 2 months before our wedding, we both lost our income.
Oh my gosh.
And I have some social media clients. And that was the moment that I was like, I got a wedding to pay for. I got bills to pay. I got to keep this roof over our head. So I'm going all in. And it's scary how that happened. But we also have this joke of how like him losing his butt saved mine. Like that it pushed us to do what we might not have made the decision to do on our own. And now look where we are.
And now he's in the business as well?
And now he's in the business as well.
So your entire family right now is focused in on helping. And I think the fun part, I've talked to Steve Larson, I've talked to Anthony Friel, I've talked to a lot of the Inner Circle people who've used your services, and they just rant and rave about how awesome it is working with someone who has the vision that you have. And I think the part, Marley, I just love about seeing what you do is you have a vision not only for you and your own business and where you're trying to take that, but more importantly, for your clients. You understand the vision that they have. And for some of them, you actually been able to actually give them that vision of the impact that they really could have by going all in with a lot of services and things that you offer.
Yeah. Thank you so much for seeing that. Cause that is what I'm so excited and passionate about, that I know that if our content can support one person, that one person gets to change their family, their business, their community, the world. So like with Christy Code Red, one of our clients, she's changing and saving so many lives by getting their health and allowing them to take their lives back. And you hear these stories of people who are like, this one woman, she's like, I got to tell my husband, I release you. You don't have to take care of me anymore. I have my health back. And I'm like bawling hearing this story. And to know that like our videos that we make and the content we create that shows this leadership and this new way, like the opportunity shift in the videos that changes people's lives. I'm so honored and excited to be a part of that. And to see the ripple effect of how many lives get to be changed. And I love when I get to work with a client and even help them with their message to go, hey, there's something here you're not seeing. Let's create a piece of content that's like this. Let's change your lead magnet to this. Like I love helping with the offers too, to go, here's what they need to come into after this video. And gosh, it's like the most exciting thing for me that when I work with a client, it's like, I see the vision that hopefully they have too, but if not, I want to show them what I want to add to it. And it's the best thing ever.
I think that's why I'm so excited to have you there at Funnel Hacking Live this year. And again, the whole purpose we're doing this is I want to give all of our funnel hackers just the opportunity to get to meet you and feel your passion, your excitement. And you have such a love for those people you serve. And it goes so far beyond the dollar. And I think that's the part I just love about both you and your husband are just so genuine and care so much about people. And for me, that's one of the things that I've been fortunate and blessed over the last 5 years of being involved with ClickFunnels to see people like you being attracted to our culture. And it's just such an honor to have you as a friend and to see just the impact that you're having on the lives of so many people. And that's why, again, for those of you guys who are watching this, yes, I definitely want you to go to get a ticket at Funnel Hacking Live. So go to funnelhackinglive.com, buy your ticket. More important than that, though, I really want you to get to know Marley. I want you to understand the genuine place from her heart where she comes to serve. And when you're at Funnel Hacking Live and you're talking to her, you're literally gonna tap into her love and her passion, just like I have the opportunity of doing right now. And it's, for me, it's really one of the most fun things of being there and just shaking her hand, giving her a hug and saying thank you, because she cares so much about the success of everybody. And I think I'm so honored to be able to have you as a roundtable host. It's going to be a ton of fun. For those of you guys who are watching, please go to 60daysofcontent.com. Again, 60daysofcontent.com. Get started. And most importantly, when you're at Funnel Hacking Live, go up and thank Marley for all that she's done and let her know basically that you learned something from her. The way you're going to learn something from her is go to 60daysofcontent.com, get that, come to Funnel Hacking Live, meet her. Her husband Wayne will be there as well. Just two of the most amazing people in the world. And again, such an honor to have you as a friend. It's just always been fun having you out here and just seeing you are literally changing the lives of thousands and thousands and thousands of people, Marley. So I'm sure you touched the lives of a few people in a dental hygienist chair, but you have a much higher purpose and I'm so excited to see what you're doing.
Gosh, thank you. I'm just going to go cry now.
I just love you to death. It's such a fun thing to be able to see. And it's people like you that make our community what it is. And I hope for those of you who are watching this, I'm sure may come across to some of you guys as a pitch video for Funnel Hacking Live. And if it does, fantastic. I don't care how, I want you there at Funnel Hacking Live regardless. The most important thing though is I want you to get to know Marley. And I think by your getting to know Marley, you'll have basically a window to her soul of seeing what it's like to start a business 3 years ago from scratch, to go through a ton of crazy things, losing everything, basically almost having to shut down her business more than once.
Yeah.
And ask her about that. I mean, in this short period of time, I don't have time to go through all that she's gone through. I just want you to know, if you guys who are watching this or listening to this, she's real. She's the real deal. She's the person who's actually made this kind of stuff happen. As she's on stage and as you see her accepting awards and doing all that, it's because she went all in. And again, Marley, congratulations on all your success.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for sharing that story. And I would love to share more of it for anyone that would love to come meet me at FHL. I want to see you and I want to hug you and I want to hear your story too and see the vision with you for where you're going with your movement.
Well, again, Marley, any parting words before we let you go? You got an event to get ready for.
Yeah, I got an event to get ready for. I'm thrilled to come to FHL again. Like, I'm never going to miss this. It's like Christmas to me every time we come. And I love meeting everyone and taking in all the knowledge and being able to share everything I can. So can't wait to meet you at the roundtables.
Awesome. So again, take the time. Go to funnelhackinglive.com, buy your tickets. But most importantly, spend time with Marley at Funnel Hacking Live. Your life will be blessed because of it, as mine has been as well. So Marley, thanks so much. I can't wait to see you soon.
See you soon.
All right. So what do you guys think? Isn't she amazing? Oh, love Marley. She's just awesome. Again, go to funnelhackinglive.com, get your tickets. I can't wait to see you there. The whole purpose of this series here as far as our roundtable hosts is I want to introduce you to some of the most amazing people who are going to be at Funnel Hacking Live, who you have the opportunity of speaking with, talking to, getting answers, direct answers for your business. It's basically like free consulting. So I want to make sure that you're there. Go get your tickets at funnelhackinglive.com and we'll see you in Nashville.